Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Jessica got in contact with us yesterday wanting her topic brought up, and it's really divided opinion. It's all to do with whether or not it is wrong to medicate a child for ADHD. Methylphenidate is the name of a drug commonly known to you and I as Ritalin, amongst other brand names, but it's used to treat children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD. It helps with hyperactivity and impulsive behaviour and allows them to concentrate better. But not everyone agrees with children being put on medication for ADHD. If you have a child that has been diagnosed with ADHD, did you agree with your child being put on medication, or have you resisted putting your child on medication? Because obviously a parental decision at the end of the day, even if it is prescribed by a doctor. Jessica is the lady who contacted us. Have a listen to this. This is a topic for you to talk about on your podcast. These parents putting their kids on meds for ADHD. My sister-in-law's 8-year-old has ADHD and she has him on Ritalin for the last 6 months. I think it's disgusting putting a child on medication for ADHD. My daughter also has it, but there is no way I'd be putting her on drugs for ADHD. You should talk about this because shame on these parents, says Jessica. Harsh words, Jessica. Shame on these parents. But that's the conversation that we want to have with you.
I think, I'm not, by the way, none of us speaking on today's topic are medical experts.
No, maybe, absolutely not.
Unless you are a medical expert and you want to come on. And so every opinion here is just a personal opinion about ADHD, because we all have an opinion about it. I believe two things. I believe it's overdiagnosed. I think a lot of people would agree with that. I think a lot of us, you know, you just bring your child and they just say they have ADHD and it's overdiagnosed. Secondly, I think, and I'm not saying a diet is to blame for ADHD, but in certain cases, parents give their kids shite all day to eat and drink. And then they wonder why, when they ask them to sit down and read a book, that they're hyper, that they're swinging from the rafters. Or they're after, like, I know if my son has played computer games, if he's played his Nintendo Switch for an hour and a half, yeah, we'd never let him play his Nintendo Switch at 8 o'clock at night. Why?
I don't know why.
Because you'd never get him to go to bed. Because right. His mind would be... Children are like sponges. And when you introduce things like that to children, if they're watching TikTok videos for hours on end, and then parents wonder, oh, Jesus, why is little Jessica not concentrating in school? So I think some of it is down to that as well. Do I think it's right? I never like to hear about children being put on medication. But I think if it's the last resort, I don't think it should be just... It's like, you know, if you go into a doctor today, Adrian, you tell the doctor you're feeling a bit down today, you'll be on a prescription for meds within 10 minutes, won't you?
Yeah, if you want to be.
If you want to be. It's just a simple answer. And where sometimes it may not be the right answer.
In just a moment, we're going to be talking to an American pastor. This is a very outspoken individual. His name is Pastor Stephen Anderson. And he has spoken on several occasions in recent years about ADHD and his belief that the condition doesn't even exist, that children should not be put on any medication. In fact, he actually believes that part of the problem is that kids aren't spanked enough. Now, we'll have a conversation with him in a couple of minutes, but I'd love to hear from you on this on 085 825 2626. That's 085 825 2626. We're talking about kids being put on medication for ADHD. Now, let me go to Emma. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Emma?
How are you, Adrian? I'm all right. I haven't got much time, but
That's okay.
I just think, in my opinion, I think it should be illegal.
It should be illegal to?
It should be illegal to put children on Ritalin.
Why?
They're way too strong. Because I suffer with ADHD myself, and when I was only diagnosed when I was 24, it's a lot harder to diagnose females than males. That's why they're diagnosed. The males are diagnosed younger. My brother also suffers from it. He was diagnosed when he was 8 years old.
Okay, and...
They gave him Ritalin, turned him into a zombie. He was asleep in his school classroom. My mother refused to give them to my brother anymore when he was 8 years old. Then they prescribed the same thing to me. Now, I don't know if it was a higher dose, but as I said, I was 24 and I took Ritalin, and I would never again put that stuff in my body.
So tell me what it did. Tell me what it did to you then.
Well, it made me very, very drowsy. I didn't feel coherent. I didn't feel like I could answer a question properly. My words were slurred. I felt tired. I felt like drained, sort of.
And what age were you at that stage?
24.
So as a 24-year-old grown adult, yes, being put on Ritalin literally turns you into a zombie.
Illegal. Yeah, I think it should be illegal. And the doctors just want to fill everyone with chemicals, and that's that. They don't want to solve it in a different way. There can be different ways to solve it. A person with ADHD only has a 15-second concentration span. You do know that. So you speak to me and then I'm concentrating on something in the next 15 seconds. But I have learned, there's other ways. I've learned how to control that. I'm now 29. I've learned how to control that.
Okay, but is it as easy, though, for children to learn in the way in which you have?
It should be illegal for children. Definitely illegal for children. And no, I wouldn't, because I don't think children are mentally adapted to, is that the right word? No.
Okay, but you believe that this idea of putting a child onto a medication like Ritalin, which they say helps, it helps with hyperactivity, it helps them to concentrate better.
It does. It helps if you want to go to sleep. It turns him into a zombie. My brother was 8 years of age and he was asleep in his school class. And his principal was all too happy to let him be asleep, because when he was awake, he was like jumping around, as you know, children with ADHD. He was jumping around. He was messing, doing whatever. But my mother had to go to that principal and tell him, like, no, me child won't be attending school then. Like, it should be illegal for children, especially.
Okay, so it should be illegal to put a child on Ritalin
and
find other ways of treating them.
Yeah, 100 million%. And there is other ways.
Okay, now, obviously...
They just like to fill your body with chemicals.
Okay, obviously, there are parents listening to us right now, some of whom, like the original message from Jessica, some of whom have their child on medication for ADHD because a doctor recommended it. Now...
I'd say take them off. The doctors are not always right. Take them off that medication. The doctors are not always right. Your child will thrive. You can do other things with your kids.
Okay, do me a favour and stay there for 1 second if you can, please. I'm joined on the line now by a gentleman from the United States. His name is Pastor Stephen Anderson, and he is the leader of a church called the Faithful Word Baptist Church. The Faithful Word Baptist Church. Now, the reason that we're speaking to him is on many occasions in recent years, he has spoken out very vocally about ADHD and his belief that ADHD doesn't exist. So we wanted to get his opinion on this and find out why he believes ADHD doesn't exist. And he joins me on the line. Pastor Stephen Anderson, can you explain to me why you think this condition doesn't exist?
I believe that this is simply just giving a name to a child misbehaving, that the pharmaceutical company might be able to make money by selling drugs to treat this so-called disease, and that it's nothing more than just a figment of somebody's imagination. The disease has no physical characteristics whatsoever. The only indications are just a child that's acting up and being naughty and won't sit still and listen and do what it's supposed to do and so forth. And I say that is just a result of bad parenting, people not spanking their children, as the Bible says, they think they have a better way to correct their children than to spank their children. When the Bible says, withhold not correction from the child, for if thou beatest him with the rod, he shall not die. Thou shalt beat him with the rod and shalt deliver his soul from hell. And there are obviously a lot of other ways in which parents are letting their children
David,
I mean, spending enough time.
Okay, we're long since past beating children with rods. I mean, do you know what I mean? We are a bit more civilized now than lashing a child out of it. Or do you think that that's the way to...
I'm not talking about injuring the child. I'm talking about...
Yeah, but I mean, when you talk about rods and stuff like that, it makes it sound like you condone major physical punishment of a child.
Well, I definitely don't condone injuring the child. I condone basically applying the rod to their padded backside in order to discipline them, that not to injure, but to basically let them feel the pain of the consequences of their actions. And so the Bible's clear. Maybe you call it civilization to pump a kid full of drugs and dope up his mind instead of just applying a rod to his backside. But I would much rather have a rod applied to my backside than for somebody to drug me. If I have the choice between the two, I'd rather not be drugged.
Okay, now, obviously, drugs like Ritalin have been used and are being used in order to treat a child with ADHD. You think that that's far worse than any physical form of discipline?
Absolutely. I would never want to be given these type of drugs that make you apathetic and that have these mind-altering effects that haven't even been fully tested and fleshed out. And so I think it's far more of an abuse to put a young child on drugs. And these drugs are very expensive. And, you know, the Bible says, for the love of money is the root of all evil. And so I say the motive behind this whole ADHD farce and this whole pharmaceutical...
And sorry, is that what you see it as, a farce?
Money. It's all about making billions and billions of dollars for big pharma. And the pharmaceutical industry is making a fortune off this bogus so-called illness, which is really just kids being kids when they're not getting any kind of discipline. They keep looking for a boundary and they're not finding it. And so,
okay, well, I want to just read something out about ADHD. And ADHD, it says, is most commonly studied and diagnosed as psychiatric is the most commonly studied and diagnosed psychiatric disorder in children, affecting about 3 to 5% of children globally. It is a chronic disorder with 30 to 50%. This has been well diagnosed by the World Health Organization. It's something that has been studied in great detail over the last number of years. And my question to you is, Stephen, what gives you the, you know, are you a qualified doctor to be able to say that, no, this doesn't exist?
Well, the reason I'm more qualified to give an opinion is because I'm just objectively, as a third party with no dog in this fight, looking at it and giving an obvious answer to what's going on, whereas all these organizations and doctors and studies that you're pointing to are all funded and paid for by the pharmaceutical industry. So obviously the pharmaceutical industry, as they make billions and billions of dollars selling these drugs, can afford to buy all kinds of doctors and buy all kinds of magazine articles and research and organizations to prop up their drugs. And that's how the pharmaceutical industry works. They pay doctors to do studies and find the results that they want. And people who don't bring the results that they want don't get the funding. Because it's all...
Okay, so the bottom line with you is, when you hear of a child having been diagnosed with ADHD, a child who is somewhat difficult to control, who is exactly what the name of the disorder suggests, they suffer from hyperactivity and attention deficit, you think that this is just some sort of a label to put on a bold child. Is that really what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And really, I don't blame the child, because you can't really blame a little child as much as you could blame the parents of these children who are not spanking their children. I think if you were to, you know, here's a study that I'd like to do. Let's check all these parents with ADHD children, and I bet you that it'll show that they're not spanking, and it'll show that they're dropping them off at schools and daycare centers. Instead of you raising the child themselves, they're probably spending very little time with the child, and they're probably not spanking the child, you know, and that's the cause of the real problem. And, you know, drugs.
So you reckon that if parents were to, I mean, you know, a generation ago,
all parents probably spanked their kids. Well, maybe not all, but an awful lot did. And over the last 20 years or whatever, it's become less and less common for children to be slapped. You certainly don't get, disciplined in school with a wooden cane and stuff like that, which we used to. You obviously believe that if this sort of discipline were returned, we wouldn't have as many kids with ADHD.
Well, absolutely. And it's very obvious that the ADHD was never even heard of in those days when children were being spanked. And as less and less parents spank their children, all of a sudden the number of cases of ADHD is rising at the exact rate. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that these new parenting methods don't work. And so now, because their parenting methods have failed, parents are having to resort to drugs to give their children.
And I want to just read a text that's just come in, and it said, so his theory is, don't educate or medicate a child, knock it out of them.
No, educate, yes. Medicate, no. It's not medicine because it's not a disease. It's a psychotropic drug that's being given to the child because it's easier, apparently, for some parents than to train their child and discipline their child and educate their child. It's easier just to pump them full of drugs that someone else is paying for. Because all these drugs cost money, and the parents are not paying for these drugs. If the parents had to shell out their own cash to buy these drugs, they'd find a spanking paddle pretty fast. But it's because of the fact that it's all paid for by someone else.
Oh, for God's sake.
It's all paid for by insurance companies and governments.
All right.
Can I just say something to you, Stephen? I think, listen, no, I agree with some of the things, very few of the things you've been saying. But I'm telling you now, 10 kids, doesn't he have 10 kids?
Did he say does.
Your kids, if they're not already, are going to be completely screwed up. Can you imagine what that house is like?
Let me bring in Eddie's opinion on this.
How are you, lads? I can't come on, and by no means am I a medical expert. But I'd just like to say, when I was growing up 40 years ago, there was no such thing as ADHD. I don't know if we have better advances in medical breakthroughs or whatever, but 30, 40 years ago, you were just a little bollocks. You know what I mean? I don't know. I know it seems to be every second kid I see seems to have it. I don't know if that's a good thing or not.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
I've heard it all now. Regular listener Keith, thanks for joining us today, is claiming that Stephen Anderson, the pastor we have on, is an AI-generated caller. Now, for those of you who don't know what AI is, it's artificial intelligence. And
is that what he's saying?
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
A simple Google search will tell you who this guy is, and you can...
In fact, if you literally go to YouTube, you'll see a video of him saying exactly what he's saying to us, to somebody else. He's not AI-generated.
Anyway.
Can we do that with calls?
No, but it'd be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be brilliant.
Anyway, Pastor Stephen Anderson is that man's name. Let's go to Australia, and Phil is on the line from Australia. Phil, welcome to Opinions Matter.
How's it going, boys?
Good, thanks, Phil.
Now, hang on, we have to ask you before, are you AI-generated or are you a real person?
I'm not computered to answer that.
Okay. Anyway, Phil, what's your view on what you've been hearing? ADHD, putting kids on medication for it.
I don't believe in ADHD. I think it's snowflake parenting, but I don't know what to say about that pastor.
Hang on. Let me just stop you before you comment on the pastor. It's snowflake parenting.
Absolutely. I just think that people these days, if you look at how times have changed, people just do not know how to discipline their kids. You see it every day, and people are so quick to turn to, oh, there's clearly something wrong with your child. There has to be some sort of medication that could sort that out, because it's like parents these days that just don't know how to communicate with the kids and hand them an iPad instead, or hand them an iPhone or an Android phone, you know?
Well, I'll let you comment on what the pastor was saying as well. He was saying that part of the problem here is that parents don't spank their kids anymore, and they're just not afraid of us anymore.
I think there's a certain amount that's kind of true on that, but I don't believe in spanking. Like, I've got 7 kids myself, and I've never spanked any of them, and they've turned out fine. They listen to me. You have to learn about respect, and as long as kids respect you and having that fine line, spanking gets nowhere. How can you tell a child, for instance, not to hit one of his daycare friends by hitting him? It doesn't make sense. So you're teaching them not to hit by hitting them, or you're teaching them not to pinch by pinching them. You see some parents go, oh, if your child pinches, pinch them back. If you do that, it's like, how can you teach a child not to pinch by pinching them?
No, absolutely. I agree with you. And as a result, most parents no longer spank children. But let me ask you then, you believe, obviously, when it comes to a condition like ADHD, do you think it's overdiagnosed? Do you think it exists, or you think it's just a label to put on a child?
I really don't believe in it. I think it's a label to put on a child. And I think that people, like, yes, I do believe in something what he's saying, that yes, Big Pharma can profit off this, yes. But I also think that parents are so quick to not do what parents used to do back in the day. Like, when I was growing up, like, my mom took a firm hand and also taught me, you know, right from wrong, you have a hyperactive kid. But I think parents today just cannot deal with that. They just really cannot deal with that. The way the world has gone and the way they themselves look at their children. The children might be overreacting. You see a kid throwing a tantrum in the supermarket because they can't have anything. And the parents just, like, literally losing their shit. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to handle it. You know, you've got people there from the public stepping in, and then all sorts of rows and debates happen. I myself have a friend over here who brought the child to the doctor, diagnosed straight away ADHD. It turned out that the child had a learning disability. It was not ADHD, but they had a learning disability and were misdiagnosed and put on a drug that was potentially harmful to their health. And then it was another doctor that diagnosed me saying, no, this child does not have that. It turned out to be something psychological in terms of how the child was raised. It was a family issue that had been bothering the child. It was not ADHD at all. I just think people are too quick to diagnose it.
This conversation started off from a message from a lady called Jessica, who is annoyed that her sister-in-law has put her 8-year-old on Ritalin when she hasn't. The doctor has, but she's obviously consented to it. What's your view on kids being on medication?
Ritalin is a pretty serious drug.
I was about to say that. Our very first caller, Emma, described how she was put on it as a young adult, as a 24-year-old, and she said it should be illegal to put kids on Ritalin.
I absolutely believe that, yeah. I definitely believe that you should not be putting kids on medication like that, you know what I mean? And there should be extensive studies done, not just your doctor going, right, you've got ADHD, let's put you on medication. Yes, I understand the psychologist has to get involved there as well. Well, I know over here in Australia, it's not the actual, your GP, but it's actually a proper psychologist. You've got to go through a number of tests before they actually agree to put you on that. So it's not just something so simple. But I do not believe kids should be put on medication, especially not under the age of 15.
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please, Phil. Elizabeth, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey. I'm kind of on the side of there's a lot to be, you know, when children are diagnosed, you have to really diagnose the whole family with the child, because sometimes it's environmental with things that are happening to the child that aren't in his head, they're mental. Some people are just misdiagnosing these poor kids. With some kids, it's environmental, and some kids, it's mental. There's things that are happening to these kids sometimes on the outside. They could be in really bad homes, and that could be causing them to act out. And people go, oh my God, it's ADHD. But no, it's not. It actually could be environmental. With true ADHD, if it is diagnosed extensively with that child and it is found to be helpful, then yes, medication can help. But
okay, so what do you say to a couple of, firstly, our first call, Emma, who has ADHD and was put on Ritalin at 24, and she believes that medication should be illegal for children, absolutely illegal. Okay. And this is somebody who's taken it.
Illegal, no, but that doctor was dead on wrong for putting her on that drug that made her into a zombie. I mean, they obviously did not do a full workup of that person and her needs and her actual
okay,
ability.
But well, then let me ask you about our last call there, Phil, who's basically saying that no, children of that age should not be on medication, end of story. They just shouldn't be. And this kid we're talking about is 8.
Most small children should never be on medication like that, because it is very strong and it does do something to your brain. My nephew was on it at the age of 6 for ADHD. He was on Ritalin, and it does change your brain chemistry, and it does affect it. It affects him for a very, very, very long time. He's 19, he's 21 now in the military. But for very many years after he was off it, it did drastically change his brain chemistry. And he probably should not have been on that medication of strong a dose.
What was your reaction, because I saw you commenting online, what's your reaction to what the pastor was saying?
That pastor was the same man that's banned from Ireland and New Zealand and Jamaica for being hateful to gays. They actually said death to gays and actually will walk up. And he tells people to walk up to people and basically tell them they should die. He is a horrible man. He is a hate monger. He believes in strict parenting. No, he believes in just dead on abuse. He believes in 1950s, you know, households where women sit at home and knit. That man is a backwards Neanderthal. I really hate him with a passion. I know exactly
he's
who
a difficult
he is.
Person. To,
I know where
he's
he is.
A different person to like. But the question that I was about to ask you when it comes to his, and we didn't get him on about his other way out there opinions, of which there are many. We specifically spoke to him about ADHD and his views on.
And in fairness, there was no hate speech in what he just said on our show. That was no hate. He was given an opinion.
That is very true. But I wouldn't allow him
on to spout hate speech because I'm against hate speech.
Thank you for that.
What he said there, a lot of people will find hard to stomach or to swallow. But the amount of calls, we have more calls now coming into the show agreeing with him than not agreeing with him, saying that ADHD.
He's the spare the rod and spoil the child.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that is completely wrong, and that's why it's outlawed in this country. You cannot beat your child. And ADHD is not solved by violence.
Elizabeth, do you believe that ADHD is overdiagnosed?
I believe there's a lot of mental diseases that are overdiagnosed, especially ADHD.
Okay, and as regards the medication, and in fact, Emma, who was on earlier on, is back on, because Emma, what else did you want to say?
See, that pastor, he runs a cult. And see, children abuse, what he's doing. As I said before, when I was on the last time, there's different ways of dealing with it. See, his rod that he'd beat the children with, I'd heat it up and I'd stick it up his arse. That's really after annoying me. That's after I'm shaking with temper. Like, you don't understand. Like, yous are all on giving out. It doesn't exist, this, that, and the cat's hat. A child is bald because the child is not getting attention. A child is not receiving attention. So the child acts out and is bald to get attention. Like, has anybody got a brain? Make it make sense. Like, I'm actually fuming. Like,
okay, the one thing that you did agree with him on is medication and children being put on medication for
conditions. Should be illegal.
Okay, so he feels that as well. He doesn't believe kids should be on medication for
Believes in abuse. And that's a cult. That's a cult. See him in his pastor, that's a cult. He's running a cult.
He may well be, and that's how some people view what he does and what he stands for. But as far as you're concerned, you agree with him on the whole issue of medication for ADHD?
Look, children shouldn't be on medication, but they shouldn't be beaten either. It's like beating an animal that's defenseless. Come to me and try and beat me, because I bet you wouldn't.
I'm sure
he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't be a man. No, he wouldn't be a man either with a rod, would he? Everybody makes mistakes, and more so children because they're learning. Does he not understand that? His ass are really annoying me. I am shaking. I have a 9-year-old daughter, and I promise you, if anybody, that's abuse, and he's running a cult.
Stay there. Sorry.
I'm not defending him, by the way, because I find him abhorrent as well. But what things he was saying, by the way, the things he was saying, all our parents would have done back in the 70s and 80s. So what he's saying is not that outlandish. Like, if you remember, pretty much every single one of us maybe not you because you're a bit younger, Emma, but pretty much anyone my age listening to this show now was hit by their parents, whether it was with a wooden spoon or a fish fryer or in worst cases a belt or something like that. So what he's talking about here is not something that is really outlandish. It would never happen in Ireland up until 15 years ago. And still today, I still see children getting beaten in shops and slapped over the back of the legs by parents.
Yeah, but you know how abhorrent it is.
Yeah. No, I know we've learned. But what I'm saying is, her saying that, that would never happen. And if anybody did that to my children, it was probably done to you.
No, it wasn't done to me.
Were you not?
Excuse me. Sorry, let me interrupt. Can I say now? That was 15 years ago when the government didn't know any better. And they didn't know any better. And they realised beating children in schools, nuns beating children in schools, which a nun broke my mother's nose. So I do know what they're talking about, Jeremy. It's corporal punishment, it's called. A nun broke my mother's nose in school when she was beaten with a rod. For not
the point that Jeremy was making was it's not that long ago since the majority of the population felt the same way as Pastor Stephen did. The point
it's not that long ago, but thank God
we've evolved.
We've evolved. We've grown. We knew. We've figured out that way didn't work.
Okay,
that
stay there for a second.
Another way.
But a lot of people.
Well, go on, Jeremy.
No, and this is not my opinion because I wouldn't lay a hand on my children. But a lot of people believe, whether they're right or wrong, a lot of people believe nowadays, and it's a different conversation, that all the little shits that you have going around throwing rocks at cars and, throwing rocks at Gardaí and basically these little shits that you see in the Canada Goose jackets with the balaclavas over their head, a lot of people believe that had they been given the rod, had they been given a firm hand at home, they wouldn't be the little shits that they are now. A lot of people believe that.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that at all. I believe that they'd probably be worse. Because what are they going to think about? If someone hurts you, you're going to hurt someone else more.
Okay, yeah? do me a favour. Stay there for a second, Emma, if you can, please. Lisa has a lot to say about this.
Hi guys, Lisa here. I can't come on because I'm in work, but just on the topic today, I'm a nurse and I worked in a psychiatry clinic in the Midlands area, and we would have kind of supported people with ADHD, and I worked with a consultant psychiatrist, and to be honest, initially I was like that girl, very against medication, wouldn't agree with it at all. But there is a place for medication, especially, I suppose, with the ADHD. Now, I wouldn't recommend on its own. Obviously, there is other therapies as well, but it can be beneficial to some children, obviously to help them to focus more and actually concentrate. So I would never judge anyone or any parent. I'm a parent myself. I have 4 children and another one on the way. So I would never judge a parent's decision to put their child on medication, because you really don't know how that child is presenting at home and in school. So, that's just my opinion, my professional opinion on the matter. Thanks. Bye.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Now, let me bring in this message from Neil.
Adrian, a Swedish doctor came up with that word ADHD because the parents kept coming back to something wrong with my child, this and that, and they weren't allowed to smack them or chastise them. So he came up with this word ADHD just to give them a comfort word to get them out of their head, okay? It's all false as far as I know. I remember a lot of kids years ago, friends of mine, that were all hyper years ago, all right, and they're perfectly on the not about it because they were chastised. The parents chastise them. You can't do it now. You just can't do it now. You can't say anything to them. You can't put them on the naughty step. You can't pretend to smack them. You can't give out to them because of all the laws that's there with the kids, okay? So ADHD is a word that came up by a Swedish doctor, okay, just to put a comfort word to parents that couldn't handle their kids. Cheers, Adrian.
All right, Neil, thanks very much indeed. I don't know if it's that simplistic.
Is that even true?
It's another one of these rumours. Rachel, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Rachel?
My blood is boiling after hearing that last message. Boiling. Oh, my God.
He's basically saying, that message was basically saying that this is just a made-up condition, basically.
If ADHD was just about kids being hyper, every single person in the world would have it. I genuinely, and I personally can, in a sense, understand, before I had my son, I genuinely thought ADHD was just kids being bold. I have to agree on that part because I didn't understand it. My son is 14 now. I spent 9 years of his life fighting against putting him on medication because I did not want him to take that route.
You genuinely, as with a lot of people, you've been listening to what people have been saying, you just did not want your kid on medication.
I wanted for my son, if he had to go on to medication, it being the extremely last resort. I wanted to try everything else first that I thought would be beneficial, that I thought would help him, all of that stuff, before looking at the medication route. Now, medication was recommended to us at the age of about 3 or 4. And at that stage, I was like, hell no, not a chance. I just, for me at the time, I didn't understand. I was very, very uneducated, even about the medication. And it wasn't until it actually became a consideration. It came to a stage where, for my son, he couldn't function. He couldn't get through a day because between the ADHD, it was causing so much anxiety in him and everything else on top of it. He wasn't able to function and get through a day normally. Do you know what I mean? It resulted in him sitting in his room for over a year trying to get him out, and he just couldn't because everything was just too much. And that for me, I have to consider it.
That's what I was about to say. It got to a stage that medication was perhaps the only option available.
Exactly. And I can tell now, when I tell you the doses he's been on are tiny. He was on one medication and he was only on 3 mil because I was just sort of saying that I didn't want him going on a high dose. I wanted him going as low as he needed.
Okay, so let me ask you then, how has that low dose helped? What age is he now?
He's 13 now. So the first medication he was on, it was brilliant until the manufacturers actually stopped making the medication, believe it or not, and they started changing them to a generic brand. The generic brand had no effect on him whatsoever.
Right.
So he switched to a new medication, which he's only on 2 mils. And when I say it's 2 mils, and the effect he can go about and having his day, he literally, how can I explain this, right? It's like he can function. He can function and he can do things normally. He's not out of space. He's not drugged up. He's none of that.
Let me go back. And that obviously is a worry that many parents have. So let me go back to the very first caller, who was Emma, who we actually had on twice, who was saying that at 24, she was put on Ritalin, and she believes it should be illegal to put children on medication to treat a condition like ADHD.
I can only speak on my experience, right? And I know for me, I genuinely always thought that if they were put on medication, they were going to be zombies, and they weren't going to be themselves, and they weren't going to be this. And that was my perception of it, because
from listening to Emma, that is exactly what happened to her and her brother.
Well, then I have to be honest. I would actually. Personally, I would be questioning it, because if that's how you're left feeling and that's how you are, I genuinely think that's wrong. I think whoever's giving it to them, they're not looking after, they're not getting the right state of care. That I tell you, see my son, and I know people fight for services, and I've had to fight for them myself. My son and I genuinely know this. We are so lucky and blessed for the services and the support he has, right? For my son, when I say with the medication, he started off on 0.5 mil, 2 mil, 2.5 mil. For me and my son, it was done in a way that he was observed very, very closely. He was watched. He wasn't just given a dose, there you go, and off your ass. Do you know that way? The care that went along with the prescribing of the medication for him went hand in hand. And for me, that's what I think, personally, I think that's what should be happening for anyone. That's
okay, so as regards a child being put on medication for ADHD, you held out as long as you possibly could, and eventually it seemed to be the only answer, but it has worked.
Oh no, 100%. And I have to say, Aidan, and I said, I made this very, when I tell you, I made this really clear with Anne, because when I say I resisted the medication route, because I genuinely didn't understand it. I just thought, I went on a dose, they were all kind of zombie there, and that was it. And if that is happening, I genuinely believe it's wrong, and the care around it is completely wrong, because no one should be just given a medication for an ADHD, because I remember even the psychologist saying to me, we don't want to start them off on too high a dose, because we want them to be able to function and be himself. And I was like, taking our time and building up the dose.
Okay, stay there for one second, because I've been asked to play this message for you from Curtis.
Just to all the people with the ADHD kids, because a kid pay attention when he's playing video games?
I don't even know what he's trying to get at there. Does a kid pay attention when he's...
Listen, come here, I tell you, do you know what the gas pack about is? This is the old misconception of ADHD and where to pay attention. just because it's ADHD, it doesn't mean they can't pay attention. That isn't the thing. That isn't what ADHD is about. Yes, it's probably one of the symptoms, but it's not that they can't pay attention, because when you will actually find for people with ADHD, when they have something that actually they're interested in, they're intrigued in, they can actually almost become obsessive about it.
Okay, stay there for one second if you can, please. I want to go to this WhatsApp voice note from Michelle.
I used to be against giving my son medication for ADHD, and we eventually decided to give it a go. And we're in 1 week of him being in school after years of dragging, kicking and screaming, bringing him to school. He came out and said that everything was good. He had a great day for his first time ever, and he could hear everything and concentrate in the class. I think some people are very uneducated about ADHD, that they assume that a child is going to be bouncing off the walls and jumping all over a room. That doesn't always happen with a child with ADHD. It's about their lack of concentration and their overthinking. I do also agree that he can over-medicate for the ADHD. The medication will either work or it won't work. It does not work for all children, but I wouldn't be fully against it. And I also agree that ADHD is overdiagnosed, that sometimes some children shouldn't be diagnosed with it, and medication should be only given to children with severe cases. My son also has multiple diagnoses. He has ADHD, Asperger's, ODD, conduct disorder, sensory processing, hypermobility, and Tourette's. He goes to mainstream school. He's a very good kid. He excels. He's on the school council, and he's also very well liked. And the best thing that ever happened to him, that was to take his medication, and now we wouldn't stop taking it until he finishes school.
All right, Michelle, that's a fantastic message. And Rachel, that I have on the line here. Rachel, I've been asked to play this message for you. I'll get your reaction in a second from Damien.
That guy actually makes a good point, in the sense that when kids are playing video games these days, like, they get so engrossed. But when they're not playing video games, they tend to let their mind wander around. You know, is it proof of ADHD? I don't know. But he made a good point there.
All right, she's not actually still on the line. Jessica, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jessica?
Hi, yes.
Well, Jessica, what's your reaction to what you've been listening to?
Well, first of all, I think I need a Ritalin myself after hearing that pastor. My God, if ever I've heard such backwards crap in my life.
And as regards to the topic itself, I mean, the one thing that he did say is that children should not be on medication for ADHD because he doesn't even believe that it exists. What's your reaction to kids being put on medication? You've heard some parents, like Rachel a couple of minutes ago, describe how the medication has actually helped him immensely.
Yeah, like, if it works, then brilliant. If not, then there's just you just need to look for another avenue for it, because you can't just, you can't just let the child just have ADHD and not treat it in some kind of way. And this whole thing of, like, oh, it's just kids being bold, that's a lot of bullshit.
And, okay, so you're saying...
Excuses.
You're saying if the medication works, then fine. A lot of people, though, even a parent a couple of minutes ago, said she fought it for years. She did not want to put her child on medication for treating ADHD.
I understand that. Why fight it if it has a chance to work? If it helps with ADHD, even just a little bit.
Okay, so you don't...
She said, well, it made her and her brother like zombies.
Yes, that's what she said, yeah.
Given the right dosage at all. Unless they're taking the whole fucking pack, like...
Yeah, but Jessica,
like,
you have to understand that some parents will be a bit reluctant to put their kids, in the same way a lot of parents are reluctant to give their children vaccines and stuff like that. No, but you are right. If it gets to a stage, like, my young fella was coughing and coughing and couldn't shake a cough, so we brought him and I found out he had asthma. So we weren't going to go, let's not give him medication for asthma, let's just let him suffer. So when you're right, when it does get to a point where medication is the only answer, but I don't believe it should be given out like Smarties either.
Is it given out like Smarties? I don't know if it is.
Well, I don't know. I don't have a child with ADHD.
Okay, but the fact of the matter is, you're saying that maybe at some point you have to get to a stage that medication...
Rachel made a very valid point. And would you agree, Jess, that it shouldn't be given out just willy-nilly?
Obviously not, but, like, at the same time, you can't just, you know, not do anything at the same time. But there has to be some sort of middle ground.
Okay, so, and in fact, somebody messaged, maybe this came from you, actually. None of these people are qualified doctors. If a doctor prescribes this for a child, it's for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I felt about how Emma was describing her and her brother, saying that they were getting sleepy, they were walking like zombies. I literally asked my best friend, right, I've known her for years. She has ADHD, right? she's been on Ritalin for ages now. When I asked her, I was like, how did you feel on it when you started? Because I think she was in primary, just now had secondary when she started it. As you said, it helped her, like, it actually helped her concentrate. If she wasn't on it, she wouldn't be going to be able to get through college.
All right, so it has helped her. Okay, brilliant. Thanks very much indeed, Jess. Let me squeeze in one last call. Martina, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Martina.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks, Martina. Now, you're annoyed listening to this.
Oh, like, I'm literally seething. This stems back from one you had there a few months ago as well. I was listening to, but not live, about ADHD. And I have a child with ADHD. She also has autism. And I come from a background of, like, mental health, so as well. So I kind of know a little bit about it. I'm not saying I'm a doctor. I'm not saying I'm a psychologist either. I'm just saying that people have ADHD completely wrong. They don't understand it. Saying things like, oh, can they concentrate when they're watching a video game? Yes, of course they can, because if you understood what ADHD is or how it works in the brain, you'd understand that a video game can give them instant stimulus, and that's why they can play it for hours. It's the same with children who have autism, who have special interests, who can engage in their special interests for hours. It's not a thing of saying, well, they can, you know, watch a video game or play a video game, but they can't sit down to do their homework. A page doesn't give them instant stimulus. So,
okay, let me go back to the point of this conversation, which was a message from a lady called Jessica at the very start, where she's criticising her sister-in-law for putting the child, her 8-year-old child, on medication. What is your view on this?
My view on it, and like I said, I come from a mental health background, so people who have mental health issues as well. All medication, every single medication that you put inside your body, okay, be it paracetamol or anything, has side effects. Sometimes the side effects of these medications, because you have to remember, Ritalin, all those medications you're talking about, they're stimulants. They affect your heart. Nobody knows when they give the child the medication how it's going to affect them until they're on it. I don't think you should criticize anyone for making a decision. Who I think should be criticized is places like CAMHS, when you go to avail of services for children who have ADHD and they turn around and say to you, all we can offer you is medication. They offer you zero. Now, this is in my own personal life, they offer zero other types of intervention.
Okay, so in other words, in some cases, medication is the first resort rather than the last resort.
It is absolutely, in this country, 1,000% the first resort for every sort of issue, not just autism, ADHD, all types of depression, other things.
Okay,
that
so we're too quick in treating conditions like this for doctors to write a script and
100%. You have to remember as well, in order to get a diagnosis, right, you have to go to services. Many of these services aren't equipped to deal with children who have ADHD. They don't have professionals who know enough about ADHD or autism or any of these other, like you I remember in your other conversation about ADHD, Jeremy said, oh, it's very easy. I could just walk into the doctor and say I'm depressed and I'll be handed tablets. Yes, that's true, because unfortunately they can't say, well, let's give you talk therapy, let's give you CBT, let's give you anything else other than the antidepressants, because they don't have the facilities. And the only reason they hand people out these medications is so that they can, they're meant to be a stopgap to get therapy.
Yes, and as we said, they should be a last resort rather than a first resort. Thanks for your call, by the way. Let me squeeze in one final message from Dave.
Okay, lads, this whole idea where kids are being given ADHD medication willy-nilly is completely false. My brother's son has ADHD and Asperger's and a few other things. They're dying to get him on medication, but they can't because there's such a long waiting list with CAMHS. Doctors are not allowed to prescribe medication for kids anymore. It has to go through CAMHS. And anybody who goes to a doctor and the doctor prescribes something, they're breaking the law. It's genuinely that simple. So kids aren't popping pills there after one visit with the doctor. There's a very stringent process that you have to go through before any doctor will prescribe any medication for a child. And someone who says otherwise is either talking out their hole or a doctor's breaking some serious laws, okay? It is probably over diagnosed a bit. My own young fella's 13 now. When he was in play school, we had to get him assessed twice because they thought he had ADHD. Turned out he was just a hyperactive kid. So unfortunately, some teachers do like to seem to want to put a label on a child because some kids are just naturally a little more hyper. And it's, you know, it's not ADHD, it's just some kids being kids, you know. But this idea, the kids are popping pills all the time and they're getting them at the drop of a hat, that's completely false. Completely and utterly false.
All right, Dave, thanks very much indeed for your message.
I tell you, the birds that Dave is beside have ADHD by the sounds of it. Jeremy, was he in an aviary or something? That's probably where you keep birds.
Yeah, I don't know where he was.
Isn't that where you keep birds?
An aviary, yeah.
Or Copperface Jacks. Lots of birds in Copperface Jacks.
Well, you sexist pig.
What? Sorry, what's sexist about? Sorry, you, if you go to Copper's tonight, yeah, will there be a load of birds there?
Flying around the place.
Well, it depends how many drinks they've had. Wait, thank you. Can you not say birds anymore? No, is that word cancelled now as well?
It's cancelled as well. Yeah. Thank you very much indeed for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click the little bell icon on Spotify and share it onto your own social media channels so that others can see and hear that Adrian and Jeremy do Opinions Matter every weekday. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.